Fresh out the box.
Stop. Look at watch.
Ready yet?
Get set. It's all that.
This is all that. This is all that. Is that triggering for you, or are we good?
After he does it.
Right. It's cool that you ask now. What happened was.
Cry dancing.
okay, cool, cool, cool.
No, it's a good song. It still hits.
Yes.
All right, man. Look. Wow. Welcome back to the No Chaser Podcast. What a blessing today. I'm Tim Chantharongsu.
I'm Ricky Shucks.
Today we got a special guest. You know, normally I say, oh, what a special episode, but I mean it this time, right? I'm not just talking shit this time. I'm such a fan of all that, and you were probably, I'm gonna say you were like my favorite person on the show. No bullshit.
That's
all right.
The right
I'm
answer.
Serious. even as a youngin, I remember being like, man, she's different. of course, the GOAT, Ross Perot. Wait, what's his name? Ross Perot impression. I randomly followed you a while back for whatever reason. Make some noise. Katrina Johnson in the house. Let's go. Shall we call you Katrina, Kat, Miss Johnson?
You know, the homies call me Kat.
Okay.
So I see what's in your hands. You've officially reached the homie status.
Hey, I got you. I was like, I always ask the guest, do you want to sip on anything? She was like, I like some bubbly. I was like, I'm going to get her ass some bubbly. And not only some bubbly. All right. So I'll pour you a little bit.
Thank you.
And
woo!
I forgot to do that.
I forgot to have bubbles.
I forgot the bubbles bubble, yeah. Here you go. And hopefully it's still cold.
Thank you. Yep.
And here, I'll pour myself. We'll have a little toast.
Love
in
it.
Honor of you.
Oh, that's a good reason.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Yes, sir. Okay. Katrina Johnson, if you ain't know, one of the OG cast members of All That, Nickelodeon's hit show, like a kids Mad TV, SNL, and Living Color situation.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. How many years were you on that show?
3 seasons, mm-hmm. But it took about 6 years to get to those 3 seasons.
Dang.
It took a while between the pilot and the first season.
Okay.
And then it took a while from the first season to the second season because then they moved the show from Florida to LA.
Mm. Oh, okay.
And then it took another long time to get to the third one.
And where are you from?
San Diego.
Oh, San Diego. Very cool.
You know what that means?
Whale's vagina, of course.
San Diego.
Oh.
I mean, yeah. Nice try. Right.
No, that's not right.
It doesn't even make sense.
And you went to Cal State Long Beach, you said?
Sure did.
What were you studying over there?
Rhetoric. People are like, what the hell is that?
I didn't know that was something you could study.
Yeah. Now look how they be talking. You hear that? You see that?
Pretty much.
Wait, what is that? What do you do with a degree in rhetoric?
Rhetoric is basically persuasion. Critical thinking.
Mm.
So you speak well, you speak your mind.
I see.
Sales.
Okay.
You could be an attorney. You could be a politician.
Okay.
You could just manipulate men out of money like I do.
I mean, I feel like you didn't need a degree for that.
I kept reaching for my wallet and I couldn't figure out why. Nah, I get
it's
it.
Working.
Something about the way she rolls her some letter.
Rolls her T's, man.
Okay, and let me ask you this. How old were you when you got on All That?
10.
10. Damn, that's crazy.
That's super crazy.
Because I remember, man, even like when I was watching, I remember like, I want to be on this show.
You know
what I'm saying? Were you always a funny kid? Were you in theater and all that? Or?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. All of it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that I was going to be a singer because I did more singing performances.
Okay.
And then the comedy took off and that was it.
Mm-hmm. And of course, I mean, you know, I was trying to have you on before the recent Quiet on the Set shit. I wanted to have you on just to chop it up.
Right.
But then that shit came out and I was like,
well,
why not? Why not take advantage of her trauma?
Oh, God.
Get some clicks.
Well,
I saw your face pop up. I was like, hey, we follow each other. So let me ask you this. First of all, do you have beef with Amanda Bynes?
Okay, so I used to.
Really?
But it was a one-way beef, right? It was like I had the beef and she didn't even know it existed. Like, so it wasn't real, right? Because it was a one-way situation. Mm. It was like corn dog beef. Like, I'm just the one holding the stick and she doesn't even know it's a thing.
That's hilarious.
So, I mean, I was jealous of her, to be completely honest.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I was a kid, I was the baby of the show. That was my role.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing kind of well.
Mm-hmm.
And the network offered me my own show. So then I would help write sketches, write new characters for that new show.
Mm-hmm.
That weren't on All That. This was something separate.
Right.
That was just supposed to be me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I sort of aged out of the show, so to speak. That's like one of my little issues, one of my little traumas. And they hired a new baby, my replacement, and we were kind of the same type, right? We looked the same. We were the same role.
Mm-hmm.
So then as it became more and more room for her, there was less for me. And then I left the show, went to college.
Shout out.
And
I dropped out, but yeah.
Well, when that happened, I'm in school one day and someone's asking me if I saw the Amanda show.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, what? And, you know, I was a little bit bitter. I was jealous about that because I thought that was going to be me. I thought that was mine. I wrote some of those things. I wrote, and because I was under contract with Nickelodeon at the time, they owned that material. And so it came to fruition, but not how I planned it. It was for somebody else. So, yeah, I was jealous for years. But, you know, again, it wasn't two-sided. She had better things to do than worry, but.
Well, I'll tell you this, too. Your rhetoric is way better than her rhetoric, all right?
But as
thank you.
As a kid, some of us was hating her with you for those reasons. Just because I was like a purist. When she came on, like, what is this?
Yeah, yeah.
We have a cast, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't need new people. When Nick Cannon first came on, I was like, dog, Kel is still there. What is the point of this guy?
Right.
I was pissed. So
what are we doing?
We had your back. Exactly.
Appreciate you.
But then after like three episodes, I was like, okay.
He cool.
They're good. It's fine.
Shout out to Nick. I appreciate you. remember when she came back and her hair was all straight? You like, and you hit puberty a little bit. I was like, oh, yeah.
Well, I got a note for that one.
Did you?
Yes.
Wow.
So, all right. So I'd always been the baby. Mm-hmm. At one point, like TV Guide, do you remember when that was a thing? TV Guide?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Old school for you youngins at home. Don't know what that is. It's a book. A magazine that used to talk about all the TV shows.
They're like books.
Like a
they had talking books. What?
Before, there was DirecTV with a menu. You had to look in the book to find out what shows were on, what channel, what time.
Dark times, man.
Yeah. Back in my day. Well, I was on the cover once as Ross Perot.
Oh, shit.
And they said that I was a 7-year-old boy. Ain't that some shit? I was so pissed.
Really?
I was an 11-year-old girl at the time, and I'm a 7-year-old boy. What is this?
Wow.
So I was pissed. I was a little bitter.
They said that on the cover?
When it got to the article.
What the fuck?
Yes, and I still have it at home. It's so funny. Now I think it's hilarious, but I wanted to be known as a young lady.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be a 7-year-old boy anymore, so I was excited about the whole puberty thing because I was like, I was like, let's be grown.
Yeah.
And they said, let's not.
Wow.
And they said, let's ace bandage your little boobies down.
That's rude.
So they were mad that you came back cute?
Well,
well, you were always cute, but like came back looking a little more womanly.
Because they didn't need me for that. They had Alisa for that. She was a
sexy
one.
Did.
She was a sexy one, so they didn't need that from me.
No, we needed that. We liked that.
Yeah, man.
So, one of the little complexes I got from that whole thing was before the puberty hit, the network called my family and they were like, hey, she's getting a little big.
I saw that on the
They're like, you know, you handle that. And my parents were like, no.
Yeah.
She's dancing all day. She's working out all day. Like, there's nothing more we can do.
Mm-hmm.
It's just puberty. The thing got to play out.
Yeah.
And then it did. And then that was a problem.
Damn.
Well, you know.
Assholes.
So you never wanted to, like, pursue entertainment as an adult, though?
Well.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Mm.
I have always found really good jobs.
Okay.
I got a dream job.
Okay.
I'm flying around the world on a private jet, vacationing for a living.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So as much as I do love the entertainment industry, I love them both the same.
Mm-hmm.
And so if there's a way to do both, I do both.
Yeah. I mean, that's great.
I mean, got a little movie coming out end of this year.
Fire! Can you talk about it or not?
I mean, I could tell you little.
Yeah.
It is called Black Creek.
Okay.
It's like an old Western.
Okay.
Female lead, Cynthia Rothrock. She does a lot of martial arts films.
Hey. Okay.
And this is set in the 1890s.
Okay.
I'm all corseted up, strapped up. I could pop an eye out.
Uh-huh. I'm keeping eye contact. Yeah. You try to get me right now with the shimmy.
Not falling for it. And.
Don't look at me.
I am a fast-talking, very cheeky, naughty saloon girl. You know, saloon girl.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies of the night.
Mm-hmm.
I got some tricks up my sleeve. And, you know, we'll see if there's some tricks.
That's fun.
In the scene.
Yeah. It's a comedy or it's a action comedy?
Action. I'm kind of one little bit of comedy.
Word.
But
okay.
I would say it's mostly pretty dramatic.
That's dope, man. Yeah, I remember, you know, when I started following you, I saw you just jet-setting around the world. And I was like, what is she up to nowadays?
She got a sugar daddy. Yeah,
you know? I mean,
she a scammer.
Nick. Is she a scammer?
No.
I mean, you never know nowadays. You
I
know
got
what
the
saying?
Love hotline. Hit me up. No.
Yeah, I was gonna make that joke.
No. Ross Perot here.
For the real
guess what I got? For what? $1 billion.
Oh my God. So, okay, so when they hit you up for the on the set, on Quiet on the Set, yeah. Were you like hesitant to kind of rehash all that? Or were you like, yeah, let's tell this unheard stories that I got, you know?
Okay, so.
Yes. Let us know and take your time. You know, we in no rush.
Let me get some courage going.
Yeah, please do.
Okay, so initially I said no.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found out some people I knew were in there. And then Angelique Bates from the show, who I'm still very close with, was like, hey, I'm not sure if you want to do this because they're going to go after Dan Schneider.
Mm-hmm.
And he was my mentor.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to talk about maybe some abuse allegations and some things that, you know, you're not really vibing with. You're not cool with. I was like, you are right.
Mm-hmm.
So then I pulled out of the show.
Okay.
I said, I don't want to be a part of any show that's taken down my mentor or
okay.
that's talking about abuse or anything. I'm like, because I didn't live that life.
Oh, I see.
And I don't want to be a part of it if it's like a witch hunt.
Right.
And the guy that, you know.
The guy kind of
fond memories, and
so you're cool with you. That was not your experience. What they kind of talked about with other cast members,
right?
Okay,
I didn't experience any abuse.
I didn't
have any foul relations really with anyone.
Word, okay.
And Amanda, no, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. She had nothing to do with
right,
it.
Right.
But I pulled out, and then I said, "These are the reasons." You know, I had a good experience. I didn't have any abuse. I didn't have anything scary or life-threatening or traumatizing.
Mm.
So I said, I can't really be part of that. And they said, listen, we are not saying Dan Schneider had any abuse on children. They go, there's no court of law that says that, so we're not saying that.
Mm.
If you had a positive experience, then you should come on and say that.
Oh, but they cut all that.
Well, I mean— they couldn't say what I didn't say.
Yeah. So yeah.
They didn't, you know, make anything up. They didn't, they told journalistic exactly what they wanted to tell. So they didn't tell anything bad, but they did say, you know, here were the bad parts of my experience.
Right.
But I think overall I was kind of one of the only ones that had a good experience.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess now that you mention it, yeah, you were kind of just talking about the fact that you felt like replaced, right? Yeah.
Right.
You didn't really have any, you didn't say any negative shit about Dan Schneider specifically, right?
No, none.
Oh, I see.
I didn't have any bad things to say about him. None of that happened on my years.
Mm. Do you feel like that the editing of it kind of, now that you see the finished product, are you still glad you did it? Or are you kind of like, I didn't know it was going to
Well, I didn't tell anybody that I did it.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not telling anybody. I got to see this first. I don't know what it's going to be about. Because mm-hmm. they didn't even tell me the full name until the day before it came out. They didn't tell me. They only told me it's called Quiet on Set.
Mm.
They didn't tell me the dark side of children's health. I was like, what? That's exactly what I said I did.
You sons of bitch.
Oh, shit.
But they said, if you had a positive experience, you got to come say that part. Also, they said, hey, your stage manager, who's like a father figure to me, is coming in and he's doing an interview. That's how you know you can trust it.
Mm.
And then they surprise him on camera.
Mm. What a bunch of questions.
Abuse. He's like, what? Not on our set. And they're like, yeah, one of your sets. And he's like, what?
Right, right. And that can be kind of tricky because you're there and you feel like, I don't want to like undermine if anybody had that story to tell.
Exactly. Yeah. Right, of course, because I don't think it's easy to come forward with any of those stories.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I don't doubt any of that for a second.
Right, right.
I just personally didn't have that experience.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's fair.
Yeah, it's interesting how they do that, though, because like you said, you didn't say anything bad about him.
Mm-hmm.
But they took whatever negative they could and was like, okay, let's put that there. And then amongst all the rest of this shit, it sounds like everybody's saying bad stuff.
I mean, that's what's crazy, right? Because, yeah. I mean, from the jump, I was like, is this traumatic for you? And then it didn't even register that you didn't even say anything that was, like, fucked up for you about
right.
the actual show,
right.
you know?
And people are so nice and so supportive,
right.
sliding in the DMs. The DMs have changed a lot.
I bet.
It went from, let me buy you a goat and suck your toes,
yeah.
to I am so sorry.
And let me buy you a goat and suck your toes.
And let
with
me throw
consent.
In, with in fact, let me throw in a camel too.
Yeah. Oh, real international. Okay, you really yeah. traveling.
Yeah. Got them Dubai DMs. All right, I see.
Shit, man. Well, let's talk about that then. You know, of course, you know, it's been a long time since the show. Mm-hmm. You've changed a lot physically. You're a grown woman now. And of course, you know, attractive women on IG are going to get crazy DMs. Is it a lot of people hitting you up on some nostalgia like, yo, I loved you on All That. Here's a picture of my dick, or is it just like, or is it just dick pics, and it's like, you know, regular dick pics, or is it like, yo, oh my God, I love watching you. Here's a picture of my dick.
They're usually two very separate.
Okay.
They don't group it together. They're like, oh, hey, I made you some fan art. And then it's like just a dick with a yeah. wig on, just dancing around. I'm like, oh, not again. You got me.
On a scale of one to All That, would you rate my dick?
No, I'm like, yo, here's a picture of my dick dressed up as Ross Perot. It's a ball cap on a dick. It's like, just looks the same.
And I'm like, well, that's not exciting. Where's the wig? Where's the age cap? Does it have a nose? Where's the money?
Man, that's so funny.
But that's not the worst part.
Tell us the worst, please.
Okay, so, you know, I fly around the world on my private jet. That's my daytime thing.
Mm-hmm.
That is what gets the freaky deekies.
Oh. Of course.
Okay, so they try to buy my used shoes, my dirty stockings.
Uh-huh.
If you think about it now,
yeah.
your used nylons are dirty in all the parts. The
of,
front,
of
the
course.
Back, the toes. Mm-hmm. And they try to buy these.
That, I mean, yeah, I was going to say, like...
Did you know that's a thing?
I did know it's a thing, not because I do it. Just want to be very clear on
tell
that.
Them. Yeah. Fire them. Yeah.
Exactly. I got them on right now. So yeah.
If anyone wants a bodysuit, a nylon bodysuit yeah. from Rick.
Mm-hmm. It's on in the green screen suits, too.
In fact, I'm wearing a suit right now. What's up?
Yeah. Hey.
This is available for purchase.
Let's go, Katrina Johnson OnlyFans.
But yeah, I knew it was a thing. People are weird out there.
I didn't know until it became an offer.
Right. I was going to say, why not? Because I've heard of, like, panties being sold. But, like, when you said nylons specifically, like, the stockings, I was like, oh, that's... Oh, feet. You get feet and undercarriage at the same time.
Shebang.
Yeah, that's actually like a smart little hack for those of y'all.
If you like that, that's
if you
smart.
Like all the funky.
If you like all that. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
So I have lately invested in a pantyhose line. No, I'm just
kidding. I mean, that'd be kind of smart, actually.
Yeah. I mean, look, if they gonna buy it.
Listen, they sell them at the dollar store. So you could just go get those ones, exactly. Wear it for, like, you know, who knows how long.
Oh, you better get them shit stinky.
Sell it out, and then, you know.
It's a lot of women who don't wear them. They just act like they do, or they put them on for pictures or something like that.
Right.
Here's me wearing it, and then they send it. I'm like, hey, fuck it.
I'd be pissed if I was somebody who wanted to...
Start thinking different, dog.
I'm just saying, yeah. If I was somebody who wanted the funk of, like... Of a Katrina Johnson rocking her stockings all day on a plane, going everywhere, and then I took them out the box and they smelled low key fresh. I'd be like, "Come on,
this
man!
Ain't no butt.
Yeah,
I know you were sweating. Yeah. You were in the desert that day. Don't play me.
Give me the funk, man.
Right? Yeah. Oh, they want a picture in." Yeah. Also.
Oh, yes.
So they can sort of verify, if you will.
Yeah. Of course. You never. Yeah, well, while we're on the subject, I'm not just, you know.
not just curious and ask for the link.
On the subject of business proposals.
Business proposals.
Yes.
I'm sure people are like, where's the OnlyFans? Why don't you start OnlyFans, right?
Right. The only good reason is because my dad is a pastor.
Aha.
And that's why I'm crazy.
Yeah.
I don't need him to know about that.
Makes sense.
Right? Like, he doesn't really have too much internet access. Mm-hmm. He does, but he doesn't know how to look for things.
Mm-hmm.
But I got family. And they would tell him, I did a TV show for Playboy.
Oh, did
you? Playboy TV. And by the time that story got back to my dad, let me tell you.
And you weren't even naked on it probably, right?
No, I wasn't. It was an actual role. I played a cigarette girl and I was... fast talking, cracking jokes. I had a little outfit, but by the time story got back to Pops,
to Pastor
let me
Pops,
tell you, I was defiling folks.
What?
No,
I was gonna say, why are the pastor's daughters always crazy?
Because we were, what's the right word? I don't want to say controlled, but sort of. We had a lot of rules growing up and not a lot of free time. Oh, always yes. Always yes. We had not a lot of free time.
Mm-hmm.
Free time was at church all the time.
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of rules. And so there was very little time to
behave.
Don't worry about that, Denise. You know, it's going to come right. It's okay.
Don't worry about that. I'll buy you a new rug.
But now the rug is like worth more money. Right.
Exactly.
Right.
You got Katrina Johnson spilled champagne. We're going to have her rub her dirty toes on this, too.
You sell this rug. You send it wherever it needs to go.
All right. You said you got a strict upbringing.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And so second you get a chance to just let loose, you're just wilding.
I get you.
Completely.
Makes sense.
And were you wilding out at Cal State Long Beach? Were you living that college girl
actually,
life?
Actually, yes and no.
Okay.
So, I will say my time in college was honestly the best time of my life.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first time of my life that I had no responsibilities.
Mm. Oh, because you
have
were
to work.
You were a child star.
I didn't have to support anybody.
Mm.
There was no pressure. All I had to do was go to school.
Mm-hmm.
What? I had to like read some books. That's it. Maybe give a report or take a test for 4 hours a day. What?
Did you dorm or commute?
Walk. No, I just drove.
Okay.
But I didn't do any of the like Greek life, no fraternities, none of that. But I sure did drive my ass up to Hollywood and party like a maniac.
I bet.
Sure did.
I bet.
Loved it.
I that's the one thing I kind of regret about college, actually. I never lived the dorm life. I also commuted, you know. And I kind of feel like I missed out a little bit because, like, everybody in the dorms was fucking, you know. And I was like, and I was just over there like, well, where the party at? Where the party at? What's going on? You know what I'm saying? But
what do we do?
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah, exactly.
But I would say that by then I'd already been going to adult parties. So by
then, you're a whole celebrity.
I had already been, I mean, not really, but thank you. I had already been programmed to like the older crowd and the bougier sort of situations.
Did people in college recognize you from all that?
Okay, so yes, but I don't remember it.
Oh, because you were just drunk the whole time.
I mean, sort of. Well, my friends tell me these things, and they remember. But people don't just come up to you and act crazy. Mm. They're trying to act cool. So they just talk about you behind your back, you know? So did they recognize me? Yes, but I wasn't really aware of it. I don't know. I had no idea.
So you were like, yo, I made out with Ross Perot from All That the other night, bro.
Her breath was funky. She smelled like old ass man. Damn.
Hilarious. You should have smelled her stockings, bro. That was crazy.
Almost bought them.
They didn't have money, man. That was money.
I Googled that once. Is Ross Perot still hot? Forgot to say from All That. Got me some weird results. And then I was like, maybe I should just Google the cast so I can know her name. Got the name, searched again, and it was like some black ladies. Katrina Johnson. Yeah. I was like, I give up. I give up.
Yeah. Well, what is you? What is your ethnic makeup?
I'm like a white mutt.
Oh, okay.
French, Greek.
Okay, word.
A little Euro trash.
Word.
Yeah.
I feel it.
But
what is you? It's crazy.
A little bit of fun trivia along those lines. I am the only white face in the Malcolm X Memorial Library Hall of Fame in San Diego.
Huh?
Yep.
Accident or?
Accident. They had no idea.
They thought you were part black?
No, they thought she was Katrina Johnson.
Katrina Johnson on a black show. But they didn't watch it because they were adults. So yeah. I get there and I'm like.
Were there for like an unveiling or some shit? Oh my God, that's so funny.
Urban, white.
Standing out. That's awesome.
I want to go like, is there a picture of you? Yeah. Oh my God, that's so good.
And some quote about, I don't know, living your dreams and shining stars. I don't know. I was like 13. I don't remember what I said. But
it's like,
it was lame.
Live your dream, shining stars. Fuck Amanda Bynes.
and drink really good.
Black Power. I'd say Black Power.
Either way, it's funny. Either way, it works. Damn, that's crazy. Let's talk about that for a second. So you got like an email or something saying, yo, we'd love to have you as part of this unveiling.
I don't know how it happened. There was a letter to someone. Man. Maybe it was my agent at the time. And I think also, they liked me more because I was from San Diego and they're in San Diego. They're like, oh, we got this local. Let's put her in there. And then I think they just didn't. They clearly didn't watch the show.
That's so.
That's great.
Whoopsie.
So it wasn't like a casting. It was just you.
It was just me.
That's amazing.
Not fucking Keenan. Yeah. Not Kel. Yeah,
no.
Nope.
Katrina Johnson, Ross Perot.
That's
facts. Keenan is from San Diego. I bet you he in that shit.
Yes. But he came later.
Yeah, that's true.
This was before. This was warming him up.
That's true, man.
Oh, man.
Wow, that's just good stuff right there.
That's great.
Ridiculous.
One of my favorite restaurants is in San Diego.
Really?
Yeah, it's called Herb and Wood. Super fire. If you're ever there, get the oxtail gnocchi. Super bomb. I was going to ask, like, what is your job? Or do you not want to talk about that? Because you don't want people stalking you. Do you have stalkers?
I did once.
Yeah.
I had a crazy one.
Okay, please.
So, in college, Cal State Long Beach, mm-hmm. around the corner, not too far from there, is a Mercedes dealership.
Okay.
And I bought a car there. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when you buy a car somewhere, they run your credit. They get like a DNA sample. They know everything about you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I didn't have a lot of credit because I was, I don't know, 16 or something. Mm-hmm. So they also ran my dad's credit because even though I had the money, he had the long credit history, whatever. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they had all my information. I go in there to get it worked on or regular checkup, whatever. My service advisor had a crush on me, but like a bad one, took a copy of my key, because when you take your car in to get service, you leave them your keys, right?
Yeah.
He's got my address. He's got my social.
Yeah, a copy of your house key or your car key?
House key.
You left the, I thought you were talking about the car key.
No.
Take the car key off.
I don't know. I was a kid.
Yeah, okay.
Stupid, but let me tell you now, okay. I just give him the valet key.
Yeah.
But I learned, and at the time, by the time he started actually using that, I had moved out of there, finished college. I was living on my own. And
using the key like going to your house? What do you mean?
He went into my house.
You're fucking lying.
No, and he would leave me clues. So back in the day, we had like a wireless internet card for your laptop. Like dial up. It was like a card.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. To help you connect
it. Put it in the computer.
Yeah.
So this fool
yeah.
broke into my house. He would leave me clues that he had been there. One day, I guess I wasn't catching on fast enough, he took out my wireless internet card from my computer and put in his own.
What?
With traceable to his name, his account, his everything. So, at the time, I had a very powerful boss that I was working for that owned casinos.
Okay.
And I was like, hey, I think I need some help. I need some security.
Yeah.
I was like, there's this dude parked at the end of my block in a different car every day. He worked at a dealership.
Yeah, he
could get a different car every day.
That's crazy.
And he's coming into my house when I'm gone. I go to Europe 2 weeks at a time. He'd be in there leaving me clues. I was like, we need to catch this guy and get rid of him.
Yeah.
So they had the team that retrofitted the casinos with cameras come retrofit my house.
Oh, shit.
I could watch down the block. I had all the gossip. I knew who was doing who, what was doing what. I could see everything.
Whoa.
And that's how we caught him.
What the fuck?
That's on camera, doing weird stuff
like
when
what?
I wasn't home.
Like what?
Putting on my panties.
I was going to say that as a joke.
No, not just sniffing them, wearing them. Just like a dog when they just get a bath, just like rolling.
What?
Everything on. It was so weird. Yeah, but we got him. He never came back. But the, you know, nail in the coffin was that wireless internet card.
Yeah, yeah,
been
yeah.
Been in my house.
What a dummy.
Yeah.
Why would he do that? That's so strange.
I mean, nah, he wanted her to know.
Right. That's but it's like, I don't know, write a note. You know what I'm saying? Like, jizz on something.
He probably did. I didn't find it.
Oh, he definitely did.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, you know what? On that note.
Yeah. Oh, did you need it? Are you good? Yet. Okay, okay. I was expecting smelling your panties. I did not expect putting on your panties.
Yeah.
That just makes me laugh.
And he liked reading my mail. I don't know why. He would take the mail from the inside like I had a fancy closet room, like a regular room, but I turned the whole room into a closet.
Okay.
And then he would take my mail from inside there and put it outside in my mailbox. Like, I already read this. It's open. I didn't get back outside. I was out. It was weird.
Wow.
The mind of a stalker is so interesting.
And it's crazy that they can mask it. Because, like, how you get a job, bro? You that weird, but you were able to go through interviews and get hired.
High
and selling cars.
You got to wear a shirt and tie.
And you got access to everybody's information. So be careful, people. Don't ever give your house key to anybody.
That's crazy.
Even if it's just an oil change, you separate it out.
That's a funny thing to have to say. Hey, look. Are we giving random people keys to your house?
Hey, hey, word of advice.
Yeah.
You might get some services you're not looking for.
Mm-hmm. Little oil change. Alternator. well, that is super scary. That's your only stalker, huh?
I mean the only like bad one.
That's also funny.
Well, I had an
cool. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm cool
the
with the other
day,
ones.
I had an interesting situation. Mm-hmm. So I get this email from allegedly William Morris Talent Agency.
Okay.
And it is someone claiming to be Superman, the actor, the latest one that
played
Superman. Yes.
Yes.
Claiming to be his agent and that he wants to talk to me and offer me some role in some Netflix show he's doing.
All right.
They're like, can we give him your number? I was like, hell yes, you can.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then, 5 minutes after I send that email, my phone rings.
Okay.
And it's an English number and it's an English dude. I didn't know he was British.
All right.
This guy talks to me on the phone for like ever.
Okay.
Telling me everything about Superman, his whole Wikipedia, his whole IMDb, all his friends. And I was believing that this was the dude.
Yeah. And
who the hell would go through all this trouble?
Right. You got your interview voice on.
Somehow break into like this agency that's the number one agency in the world. Mm-hmm. Somehow go through all this trouble to find little old me.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, this is weird.
This is interesting, yeah.
But then it took a weird turn.
Okay.
Because he's like, so I want you to play my wife, but you know, if you play my wife, you've got to be, you know, really close. So it looks natural. Mm. Listen, Superman, if you're watching this, let's get close. Let's get natural. Although, I don't think that guy would actually say that. And I was like, why don't we FaceTime?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Smart.
And then he started to get like fake mad at me and he's like, was that our first quarrel?
Quarrel?
This sounds like fake British at this point.
Yeah.
Are you trying to invade in fisticuffs?
Right.
Okay.
So I said, yeah, we're quarreling. Let's have to
Yeah.
Ready to FaceTime me. I'll pick it up.
Yeah.
So Superman, if you're watching.
FaceTime.
What the fuck? So wait, this was actually someone pretending to be Henry Cavill?
Yes.
What the hell? This is crazy.
But wait, maybe it was him though. Because think about it. Just saying we're gonna have to get close or whatever does nothing for him. It's not like he can actually get close to you if he's not the real him.
Yeah.
I say call him back and keep doing it. Mm.
I think it was just like some sneaky freaky deaky trying to get some like nudes or something.
Call him right now. No, I'm just playing.
FaceTime him out of blue.
Well, and he was so well informed. Mm. He called me from an English number.
Yeah.
But then he texted me from an American number and he's like, hey, here's my American number. I'm like, well, I don't know. Why don't you just text me from the English number?
Pretty weird.
Is this some Google voice type?
Yeah.
Analyst shit? What's going on?
Was it a blue bubble?
Nah, that's him. I believe him.
You think it's him?
It was a blue bubble.
Hmm. Huh. And it wasn't a blue. You saw the whole number and everything?
Yes.
Interesting.
Okay, when we're done here, we're going to call.
We're going to send him a selfie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except me and Rick are going to be nude. And we'll see what happens.
I was going to have my feet
like,
out.
Hey, is this what you asked for? What's up?
That's so weird. Well, well, shit, man.
And he went through a lot of trouble to, like, hunt me down.
I mean, look, if you're obsessed with Katrina Johnson, I mean, well, first of all, who wouldn't be obsessed with Katrina Johnson?
People. Can I get Batman? What's up?
Who is Batman right now?
Twilight. Pattinson.
I would like one Batman back. Okay.
Who was that?
Pattinson is nice and all, but I would prefer.
Bill?
Who? Ben Affleck?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I did see him.
He's dealing with some crazy shit already.
Always.
You talking about J-Lo?
Yeah.
Hey, come on, man. Chill on the J-Lo hate train, man.
That shit's hilarious.
Hell, what happened was, all I can say is, I can't really say because I signed an NDA, but what happened was once, allegedly, maybe I had Batman on my plane.
Oh, and? Allegedly?
Was not allegedly. He was all the way fine.
I thought you was about to give us some shit.
Yeah. I was like, who he was fucking?
Yeah. Allegedly, he took his bat dick out on the plane.
Yeah.
Well, shit, man, first of all, hey, I appreciate you so much for coming on. I thought that you're great. You're great. This was great. I think you're so funny. I'm still going to keep following you on Instagram.
was that up for debate? If you don't do good, I swear to God, I'm unfollowing.
Where can they find you if they want to follow you on Instagram?
Well, follow me at Katrina A. Johnson.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. With a K. Katrina with a K.
That's right.
Uh-huh. I don't know how. Yeah, I mean, people don't spell it with a C. Yeah. I don't know why, you know. A lot of names get spelled with C's and K's.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay. And what else? anything else you want to, I don't know, shout out or before we get out of here?
Well, I need to ask you guys.
What?
You got any more of them coochie chips?
Oh, man. I wish you would have told me that because I do have a bag chilling in my room right now.
What is this?
You got to come back.
Oh, done.
Come back, girl. Yes, I would love if you came back and tried some coochie chips with us.
I need to try just a little bit of funky, a little bit of like...
Yes,
it is interesting.
Oh, done deal. Done deal. Yo, one more time. Thank you to Katrina Johnson for pulling up. And I appreciate you so much. So funny. Thank you. Make sure y'all follow her on everything. And make sure, you know, you like, comment, subscribe, all that bullshit. Thank you for watching the No Chaser Podcast. I'm Tim Chantharongsu.
I'm Ricky Shucks.
Bye.